The Sweet 16 is here, and that means a chance to get back in the game. So, do you have your NCAA second chance brackets ready to go for tonight's action? Four games are on the schedule, with the West region tipping off first, which includes number one Gonzaga and number two Duke in back-to-back games at San Francisco's Chase Center. Also in play tonight is the South region, with number two Villanova and number one Arizona, each playing at the AT&T Center in San Antonio. Speaking of schedules, an abbreviated MLB spring training means that 2 weeks from today will be opening day and day one of the Masters. Good morning, it's Thursday, March 24th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expected to lift the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on athletes today, paving the way for Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play at the Barclays Center on Sunday, and for unvaccinated New York Yankees and Mets players to play in their April home openers, according to multiple reports. The rollback of the mandate that is applied to all private businesses in the city would cover professional athletes and performers and comes on the heels of discussions that had given hope to NBA and MLB teams that the long-awaited move would come to fruition. Adams, who was sworn in January 1st and has eased the city's COVID-19 policy since, said earlier this week, baseball, basketball, businesses, they all have to wait until that layer of progress comes. Apparently, that meant 2 days. Adams' announcement is scheduled to take place at 11:30 a.m. Eastern at Citi Field. Speaking of New York, the NIT semifinals and final have been played annually at Madison Square Garden since 1938, but that run is ending, with sources telling ESPN that those rounds are expected to be played at a different location for at least the next 2 years. The men's NIT, which is run by the NCAA, is exploring where to play the next 2 seasons. It's accepting bids from numerous venues, with possible locations running the gamut from historical arenas like Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis to a resort destination like Las Vegas. A decision is expected in the next few months. Sources said the decision was mutual between the NCAA and Madison Square Garden. Squarespace, a jersey patch partner of the New York Knicks since 2017, has expanded its NBA in-venue signage portfolio dramatically since last season. That's according to SBJ Atlas's Derek Moss. The website publishing company increased its visibility from one signage deal last season to 20 this season, according to analysis of Nielsen data. That is the highest year-over-year increase of any brand with at least one instance of signage last season. Financial services continue to be the most represented industry category among sponsors, but the tech sector is rapidly catching up as 29 new deals were signed in the category this season. The beer and wine and spirits categories had the largest declines this season. For more sponsorship insights, check out SBJ Atlas. Chelsea will be allowed to sell tickets to away games, cup matches, and fixtures involving the women's team after the UK government made alterations to the club's special license on Wednesday. Under the changed license, proceeds from the ticket sales will go directly to the Premier League and then be distributed to the relevant party. The move means Chelsea will be able to sell tickets for its home Champions League quarterfinal against Real Madrid on April 6th and the FA Cup semifinal at Wembley Stadium on the weekend of April 16th against Crystal Palace. Away fans can buy tickets for Premier League games at Stamford Bridge, with the revenue going to the league, while only Chelsea season ticket holders and those fans who bought tickets before the sanctions can attend home games. The government said an exception has been made for the Women's Super League, as there is a risk of empty stands for these matches. Formula One CEO Stefano Domenicali has confirmed that Las Vegas and Africa could both hold races in the future, with the calendar set to grow. F1 is set for a record 23 race calendar this year, but there are intense rumors that Las Vegas, which last was a host in 1984, could join as early as next season as a third race in the U.S. Africa also has been referenced as a potential market to grow. South Africa last hosted a race in 1993. F1's current Concorde Agreement, which runs until 2025, allows 24 races per season. After that, continued global interest in the sport could see the season swell to as many as 30 races. Finally, a little help with your busy calendar. Join Sport Techie and SBJ on April 12th and 13th for the State of the Industry event in New York, Sport Techie's flagship conference focused on sports technology and innovation. In addition, your SOTY ticket plants a tree. Sustainability and green tech are among the core themes at SOTY, and we've partnered with One Tree Planted across all our events in 2022. Go to sporttechie.com for more information and to register. And if you haven't already, mark May 18th for the 2022 Sports Business Awards. The ceremony will be back live and in person at the Marriott Marquis in New York City. For more information on the program and how to attend, go to the events page on sportsbusinessjournal.com. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.